Hello and welcome to this podcast. You're listening to Talking Tax with me, Aidan Moran, where we cover all things taxation. In our last episode, we looked at an introduction into capital acquisitions tax, and we examined the area of residency, which is really such an important topic, as this really determines an individual's charge to tax. We looked at the concept of group thresholds, and we saw that there were three, being Group A, Group B, and Group C, and that the relevant threshold really depended upon the relationship between the disposer, the party giving the gift or inheritance, and the beneficiary, the party who is receiving the gift or the inheritance. We finished up by looking at the concept of the small gift exemption. And we said that each person can gift any other person €3,000 per calendar year without giving a rise to an Irish CAT liability. You can imagine that if every listener here was to gift me €3,000, I'd be rich. And I wouldn't need to file any tax returns. It wouldn't reduce down any of my group thresholds. So I'm going to make sure to put my address and my bank details in the description to this podcast. I would like to continue examining the concepts of residency just for a moment, because we said that a charge to the tax may arise if either the beneficiary or if the disposer were either resident or ordinary resident, or indeed if it was an Irish asset. So if we take for an example Chuck, who is a US citizen and he's US resident, and he pops over to Ireland, let's say with a large multinational in the summer of 2020 for a 2-year secondment. He may in fact be Irish resident in 2020, which really depends upon when he actually arrived. Was it pre or post the 1st of July 2020? So we are considering again the 183-day rule. But he is definitely Irish resident in 2021 because he's going to be here for more than 183 days. Now, Let's say in 2021, he decides to gift his sister, Charlene, who is a US citizen and US resident, let's say $100,000, which is held in a bank in Manhattan. The question arises here is whether or not his sister, Charlene, has a liability to Irish capital acquisitions tax. Well, surely not, because she's a US citizen. She's receiving a US asset and she's never been to Ireland before. In fact, she couldn't even find Ireland on a map. So how could she possibly have a tax bill in Ireland? Well, to actually answer this question properly, we must go back to our charging section. And the charging sections for CAT provide that a charge to Irish CAT will apply if either the beneficiary or the disposer is either resident or ordinary resident. So if we take this example here, then Chuck in 2021 is Irish resident, which means that Charlene may in fact have a liability to Irish CAT. I'm thinking here for a moment and I'm thinking, wow, is this fair? I'm thinking of Charlene, who has never heard of Ireland, but all of a sudden she may have a liability to Irish CAT here. And I'm thinking about the Irish tax policy and how we try to make and maintain an attractive environment for foreign direct investment. I'm thinking of the efforts that we've gone to maintain our 12.5% corporate tax rate, our favourable rules around income tax split year relief around residency, our extensive DTA, double taxation treaty network, our favorable interest and royalties directive, our participation exemption in 626B, our research and development system of tax credits, our knowledge box, our startup exemption in 486C, and many, many more. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that as a country, we always try to put our best foot forward. But what about Brad? Brad just might not want to come to Ireland in the knowledge that potentially his entire estate could fall within scope to Irish capital acquisition tax. And if Brad or his fellow colleagues don't want to relocate to Ireland, then potentially our multinationals have a problem, and in turn, so does the Irish intake for foreign direct investment. What can we do for Brad and Charlene? Well, we can introduce an exemption for them, for those individuals who are non-domiciled in Ireland. Non-what? Non-domiciled. What does domicile mean? Well, domicile, which we will cover in a later episode, is not actually defined in our Irish tax legislation, but it really refers to where you belong. An individual will usually acquire the domicile from their father, and there are three main types, being domicile of origin, choice, and dependence. As Brad is in Ireland for a short period of time, it's unlikely that he will have changed his domicile, so he will remain domiciled in the US. He is therefore not domiciled in Ireland, because you can only ever have one domicile at one particular point in time. What this exemption means is that an individual who is non-Irish domiciled will be regarded as being both non-resident and non-ordinarily resident unless they have been Irish resident for the previous five consecutive tax years prior to the benefit, and they're also resident or ordinary resident at the date of the benefit. So what this means for Brad is that even though he is resident in 2021, he will be in fact be regarded as being both non-resident and non-ordinarily resident for the 2021 tax year. Why is this? Because Brad, it has not been resident for the five consecutive tax years prior to 2021. He only arrived in 2020, so there's no way he could be resident for the five previous consecutive tax years. I would also like to note that this exemption only applies for Irish capital acquisitions tax. Your residency position will be taken into consideration when you're ascertaining an individual's charge to income tax and capital gains tax, but this particular exemption in relation to non-domiciled individuals, well, it only applies to Irish capital acquisitions tax.
You've been listening to Talking Tax with Aidan Moran. Aidan is a fully qualified chartered accountant, a chartered tax advisor. He's a full-time tax and accounting lecturer and has over 15 years working in the area. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us at taxexams.ie. For questions and comments, send an email to info@taxexams.ie and join our Facebook group at Tax Accounting Training. See you next time.